I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It isn't every day that a census number is front page news, but this one was. The Census Bureau reports that the number of non-white Americans has surpassed 100 million for the first time. That means that a third of the country's residents are black, brown, or Asian. But perhaps even more interesting than the national picture is the local one. What difference does it make that the country is now more diverse than ever before? In the coming weeks, we hope to tell you. Today, let's go to New Jersey, where minorities now make up 37% of the population. In a few moments, we hear from two political leaders on how they manage in the midst of such change. But first, we're going to talk with Elizabeth Lorente. She reports on immigration issues for the Bergen Record. She joins us from member station WBGO in Newark. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Where is this new diversity coming from in New Jersey? Which groups?
It's coming mostly from Asia and Latin America. It pretty much reflects where much of the diversity is coming from across the nation.
Let's start with the increase in ethnic Asians in the state. Now, you reported that the number of ethnic Asians has risen in New Jersey by almost 30%. Talk to me about this group and how is that change playing out?
We first had people of Chinese ancestry, and then we had Japanese business people had not only an economic impact, but a cultural impact because their children were going to school here and still are.
The typical reaction to immigrants often is, oh, well, these folks are using services, but they're not paying for them. So how has the reception been? How have the established communities responded?
Well, it's been mixed. The one hand, welcoming them as an affirmation of the land of opportunity, and on the other hand, when you get away from that to the day-to-day reality of these sights, sounds, and smells, food, you know, when you walk down the avenue, all of a sudden it's not pizza, but it's kimchi, it's sashimi, it's the empanada. What they once knew and found comfort in is now unfamiliar.
How is that uncertainty playing out?
Well, there have been some communities where people have found, graffiti, have been the victims of bias incidents. On a more official level, ordinances that Koreans are one of the fastest growing groups in New Jersey in the Asian community. And they in particular have felt that many ordinances that have passed since they've arrived have been anti-Korean because they've addressed signs in Korean, business signs. And there have been ordinances insisting that the signs be in English as well as Korean. They have complained that why don't they also ask that of the French restaurant, and ordinances addressing the hours that karaoke bars are open. Koreans have considered them to be an attack on them.
Interesting.
And a way of saying, we do not like your lifestyle. We're not too happy with the fact that you are here.
How has political leadership responded to the changes in New Jersey's demographics?
You know, they look at the voters, and many of these groups still don't have political power, still aren't voting in large numbers.
Before the influx of Hispanic and Asian people in New Jersey, the increase in numbers in those groups, African Americans were the predominant minority group. And what have these new trends meant for that community?
There's a feeling among many African Americans that just as they started to make gains in some towns, just as they got their first mayor, for example, in Paterson, New Jersey, after such a long wait, immigrants began to move in, and then now Hispanics have been in the mayor's office. And so a lot of African-American leaders have said, we have to look at what we have to, the greater efforts that we have to make as a community, and we have to deal with this. We can't just feel defeated. This is the new reality. How are we going to deal with it?
Elizabeth Lorente reports on immigration issues for the Bergen Record in New Jersey. She spoke to us from member station WBGO in Newark. Liz, thank you so much for joining us. Come back and see us.
Thank you, Michelle.